Hello, this is Matt George with the Stitches and Wearables magazine, and you're listening to another edition of our monthly podcast. Today's guest is Glory Borgeson, business coach, speaker, and author of Catapult Your Business to New Heights, Surefire Strategies to Increase Profit. Today we're going to talk about taming information overload and how doing so can boost profit. We will also address the best way to refocus on priorities and still keep up with information by simply outsourcing the sorting out. So hello, Glory, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, how can an individual outsource the sorting out?
You know what? Let's start with one other idea, and that's that your time is money. So the more time you can spend on activities that lead to your higher net profit, the better. So that means spending less time on tasks that are low-yield tasks, and I mean things that contribute very little to the bottom line. So when you say, how can you even start this with the sorting out, let's talk about the stuff that takes up your time, like the newsletters that come into your inbox or into your regular mailbox, all the information on the internet sites that you just love to spend time reading about, anything that you enjoy reading that might give you some great ideas for your business, but it takes a lot of time to get there. Mm-hmm. So all this information comes your way. The first question is, who's going to do it? Who are you going to delegate it to? Well, the first obvious answer would be an employee, if you have the type of employee who can do that kind of thing. But the second idea is this outsourcing idea. So you've got a few options. The first is to bring in some kind of virtual assistant, especially if you're a really small business. You can get somebody based in your country or outside, and you can find these people from either the schools they go to learn that business, like assistyou.com or virtualassistantsyou.com or their associations, the International Virtual Assistants Association, mm-hmm. and the Virtual Business Group. Another group that you can go to is overseas, and they're going to be your best bet if you, you know, if you're watching your money. Now, there are some that are higher skilled people based in India, like at a company called Brickwork, and their website is b2kcorp.com, mm-hmm. or odesk.com, or you can also go to elance.com, and find both foreign and U.S.-based people. But a lot of foreign people are going there. Somebody I talked to a couple weeks ago, she's used somebody she found on Elance. He's $4 an hour, and he does this kind of work for her. And she wants to pay him more, but that's all he charges her through PayPal. And it's created, she's referred him to other people, it's created this whole better lifestyle for him, if you can believe that. So you could also use college students like juniors or seniors who are majoring in business or poli-sci or English or some other related field to go through it for you. Then, the next question is, what should you give them? What are they going to do? Let's just call them the admin. Now, whether you're delegating or if you really have the employee, you want to give them a clear description of what you're looking for. Like, what is that nugget of information that you want that would really make it worth your while if you were doing it, but it's taking up too much of your time. So let's say you subscribe to some free e-zines or news outlets that arrive in your email box. We'll have your admin subscribe, too. And if you have a paid subscription that arrives by email, you or someone else is going to have to forward those emails to the admin. For online information sources that you really like and once in a while you find that nugget, send your admin to check their daily. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get anything in print that don't have an online option, you're going to need a local person to go through there. That's where your college person is your best option because you're going to need somebody. You're not going to put it in the mail and send it to India, you know. Mm-hmm. All right. And then you also want to give your admin really clear examples from your information sources of what you're looking for and how you want it communicated back to you. So then the next question is, what do you want from the admin? Well, you want the admin to deliver a summary version of these nuggets that they find that are directly related to what you need to know. So it means a copy and paste of text, either to a Word document or in the body of an email. You don't need the links. The links are going to get you in trouble if you're the type of person who spends a lot of time looking at these kinds of things. Now, the first few times your admin does this task for you, it might not be exactly what you wanted. So you might need to take a little extra time up front to communicate again what you want and what you don't want so that he or she has the opportunity to get it right in a short time. Now, so far I've been rattling off. Do you have any other thoughts or questions before I go on?
No, keep going. You're doing great.
Okay. So that's what you want from the person. So it needs a little communication back and forth before they really get it synced up into what you want. All right. So now you're getting your nuggets of information. You've saved some time. So now your question is, how do you know you've succeeded? All right. So now let's say you were spending an hour to an hour and a half, let's say 90 minutes a day, going through all kinds of information between the newspaper, the email, the whatever it is that you go through. And let's say you even enjoy it. So, you know, it might be an internal battle to even give all this up to people. Maybe you're the type of person who likes to sit with a cup of coffee and go through this stuff. But really, you know, if it's taking up that much time of your day, it's really not a good thing. So now, if you're able to review the Nuggets Digest, let's call it that, the Nuggets Digest, in, let's say, 15 minutes a day, and you were spending an hour and a half, you've just saved more than 6 hours a week. All right, that you can now spend on more profitable activities that help plan your business, that build relationships with customers or prospects, that do the kinds of things that contribute to increased sales, or, as you can figure out, different ways to reduce expenses in your business, anything that relates to increasing that net profit.
That's a lot of great information. Where could viewers get more information about this topic?
Well, I did write a lot about this and all kinds of related topics around it in a book I came out with this year called Catapult Your Business to New Heights. And in the book, it goes over this idea in more depth, including walking you through all the different activities in your work week, analyzing it, and developing a strategy to get the low-yield activities off your plate, and then getting the high-yield activities on your plate. So that you start to see some of these things turn around and start seeing more money in your bank account.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Glory, and make sure to tune in next month for a new guest and a new topic.